You know by now that I love Peanuts cartoons. A little girl calls Charlie Brown on the telephone, and Marcy and I are about to leave for camp. Chuck, he says, and we're going to be swimming instructors. Marcy takes the phone and adds, "We just called to say goodbye, Charles. We're going to miss you. We love you." And the perennial loser, Charlie Brown, stands by the phone and with a grin on his face. And one little friend asks, "Who was that?" And he answers, "I think he's got the right number." Happy 5th Easter. Every day is Easter, as I said before, right? Every morning you get a resurrection. Amen? Amen. Jesus says, I really do appreciate Dawn's children's message. He just sums up and summarizes whatever. It is wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Jesus says, "I'm the vine and my Father is a gardener." And some other version says, "vineyard keeper." So the verse is also the best loved one for many Christians. And then what comes into your mind when you hear that I'm the vine? For me, branches, of course. Right? And for me, you are my branches. Yes, it is all about what? Relationships and connectedness, as he said. And it is all about love for one another. And which comes from the what? True vine. True vine. Our Lord. And that we belong to him forever. Amen? Amen. That's true vine. Today's lectionary reading, the story of Jesus, does not end with Jesus. It continues in the lives of those who believe in him. Then the author of Acts, the Luke, can guide you to experience the early church, early Christians' testimonies and witnesses throughout the book of Acts. For today's lectionary, God sent Philip to preach what Nicholas has read today. God sent Philip to preach the good news of the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, even into Samaria, whose people were despised by the Jews. So God directs Philip to go down south to Ethiopia to send the gospel on its way into the center of Africa already so many years ago. Now these days, remember, they're amazing, isn't it? We're sending so many missionaries to all over the world. And the Luke makes it clear that those Christians he wrote about were no more spectators of Jesus than was a spectator of God. They are in the action of God. God among in them and God living in them, and which also means what? God living in us now. God is the living God from the past and the present and the future. Amen. So I said, it is all about love for one another, right? Connectedness and relatedness, relationship. Some people might say that I'm tired of listening to love, hearing about, but not only because the scripture says love is the greatest among what? Faith, hope, love. The greatest is love. But also without, we cannot live because what is a living fountain? Living fountain. Love is the might, has a mighty power, a great and complete good. And love alone lightens every burden, and it makes the rough places smooth, but it bears every hardship as though it were nothing. The love of Jesus is noble, and it inspires us to great deeds, unfathomable love. And love is an indefinite thing to most of us. We don't know what we mean, you know, when we talk about love. Love is the loftiest preference of one person for another. And spiritually, Jesus demanded that this sovereign preference be for himself, according to Luke. Remember that story? That you have to leave everybody but love me? So sovereign preference be for himself. Luke 14:26. When the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, like Holy Spirit is here worshiping with us now, when the Holy Spirit pours out love to you, that you can act like the one that we are trying to emulate. Amen? So by sanctifying grace, God first does forcefully remove our insincerity, pride, and vanity, all those things from us, from our lives. And the Holy Spirit reveals to us that God loved us, not because we were lovable, but because it was His nature to do so. So have you experienced in your life that there is a nuisance hanging around you? I have. There must be God's plan. And He is saying, I am bringing a number of people around you whom you cannot respect, but you must exhibit my love, God's love, to them, just as I have exhibited to you. This kind of love. It is so easy for us to be kind to the one that who likes you, but it is not easy who is a nuisance to you. There is no way I can respect, but you can exhibit God's love. I noticed that it's not as... I sometimes thought, you know, when I was immature, I thought it was superficiality. You understand what I mean? You just smile, even though you don't like. But I guess sincere and genuine love comes throughout to you. And then it can be genuine. That is true vine that you want to belong in order to become a branch. And according to Karl Barth, who is a great theologian, Christian theology is, in a nutshell, learning to see and to live in light of the gospel, which itself power and wisdom of God. In other words, seeking the particular wisdom, that particular knowledge of good. We say goodness, good. It isn't so easy, G-O-O-D, good. That is made possible by the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So before Jesus talks about vine and branches, in chapter 15, which we read just now, he assures the disciples in the previous chapter that God is three in one, the Trinity. Especially Philip, who is asking to show him the Father by saying this, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? So the word I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. So believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. At least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the work I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I'll do it. Unquote. That's the previous chapter, I'm saying. Do you believe this?
Amen.
Trinity. So this is the greatest source of power. Jesus Christ, who is also God, the begotten Son. And are you allowing your spiritual life to waste away, or are you focused, bringing everything to one central point, the atonement of our Lord? So today we're going to what? Celebrate the Holy Communion, where we get to experience the love of Jesus. Love of Jesus. And strengthened by the Holy Spirit to give ourselves for others. And God is love. And those who remain in love remain in God. And God remains in you. Shows goodness. And that's what they say, people, the fragrance of Jesus Christ. Not the perfume we're talking about, fragrance. That people see you so different from regular or normal human being. God. We cannot pass without mentioning John Wesley, our founder, right? So for John Wesley, God is not love in an indulgent way, nor is God holy in an abstract sense, rather holiness. Holiness is that divine attribute that informs every one of the divine perfections. So he further said, holiness and creates distance, love seeks communion. Holiness, which means I believe that you have to do it on your own, leading your holy life, and that love seeks communion. We exist because of others. Make sense? Love, you know, love indeed. So holiness and love indeed epitomize what is the will of the Most High for the church, for the church, for the people of God. It is communicated by grace. The Holy Communion is the best chance for us to focus on the central point, unfailing expression of His love. And this is the meaning of the revelation of God in Jesus Christ. We must take time to realize what this central point of power is. Are you willing to give 1 minute out of every hour to concentrate on it? Or if you abide in me, if you abide in me, God says, when you concentrate on this verse, if you abide in me, you might be able to find answer. The disciples who abides in Jesus is the will of God. Zechariah saw it when he spoke for God, saying, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Remember, not by might, not by power. Remember that song, the old song? So God speaks through the suffering servant, according to Isaiah 53, and he requires of us, in contrast to power and might, that we do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with God. Micah 6:8. So the full meaning of God is love was not available to us until Jesus Christ revealed it in his self-giving love, which led him to suffer and die for us. So Jesus repeats what? Remain in me, love and bear fruit. Remember, God initiates. We are not the one who do anything. Will you please once again commit yourselves to express your desire? Just express your desire to change according to God's will by abiding in Him. You know, we all have our growing edge, so we may be able to bear fruit with which God would be pleased. So would you like to open your heart and pray for one thing at a time as we have our Holy Communion together? If you have anyone in your mind that you cannot forgive, maybe you can think of that person. There's many ways. We celebrate Holy Communion every month. We can grow in full maturity, according to John Wesley. Would you please open your heart and mind and pray for one thing at a time as we have this Holy Communion and toward the holy love, and so that we may be able to turn to community. Amen?
Amen.
Let us pray. O living and gracious God, we come before you to give our thanksgiving for what you've done for us. Help us to be obedient and remain in you, the true vine, so that we may be able to bear fruits as you have promised. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us as we share the body and the blood of Christ. Empower us and enable us to be inspired by your love, the living fountain. And we pray all this in precious Jesus' name. Amen.